News via remote. I'm Tom McPhee. A senior Iranian official has offered a cautiously upbeat assessment of progress in talks aimed at bringing the United States back into World Powers 2015 deal with Tehran on its nuclear program. The deputy foreign minister said Saturday that a new understanding appears to be taking shape. Iran has been negotiating with the five powers that remain in the agreement, France, Germany, Britain, Russia, and China, in Vienna over the past 2 weeks. An American delegation also has been in Vienna, but not talking directly to Iran. The accord restricted Iran's nuclear program in return for relief from U.S. and international sanctions. In 2018, then-President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. unilaterally out of the accord. Meanwhile, Iran state television has named a suspect in the attack that damaged centrifuges at its Natanz nuclear site and says that he fled the country. The report Saturday named the suspect as 43-year-old Reza Karimi. The United States and China, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change just days before U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. The State Department says the agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart during 2 days of talks in Shanghai last week. The joint statement says the U.S. and China are committed to cooperating with each other and with other countries to tackle the climate crisis, saying it must be addressed with the seriousness and urgency that it demands. This is VOA News. Myanmar's junta has released more than 23,000 prisoners to mark the traditional New Year holiday, including at least three political detainees. And the military leader behind the February coup confirmed he would attend a regional summit later this month. It is not clear if those released included pro-democracy activists detained for protesting the coup. As security forces continued the deadly crackdown, unconfirmed but credible accounts with photos on social media said that three people were killed Saturday in the central city of Magak in Myanmar's gem mining region. According to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, government forces have killed at least 728 protesters and bystanders since the coup. Over 3,000 are jailed, including ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A doctor for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is in the third week of a hunger strike, says his health is deteriorating rapidly and the 44-year-old could be on the verge of death. The physician said Saturday that test results he received from Navalny's family show him with sharply elevated levels of potassium, which can bring on cardiac arrest, and heightened creatine levels that indicate impaired kidneys. Navalny's personal physicians have not been allowed to see him in prison. A judge in Sicily has ordered former Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini to stand trial on kidnapping charges for having refused to let a Spanish migrant rescue ship dock in an Italian port. Salvini is accused of kidnapping for having kept the migrants at sea off the coast of Lampedusa for days in August of 2019. The judge set the trial date for September 15th. Salvini, who is the leader of the right-wing League Party, was on hand for the preliminary hearing Saturday in the bunker courtroom. He tweeted that he was certain he did the right thing under Italian law, defending the security and dignity of Italy by refusing entry to the open-arms rescue ship. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido led protesters through the streets of Caracas Saturday to demand COVID-19 vaccines be allowed into the country amid a stalled immunization campaign and rising infections. Venezuela has reportedly acquired 300,000 Sputnik V vaccines and 500,000 doses of the shot developed by China's Sinopharm, which so far have been administered to public officials. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.